Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. High surf and flooding led to road closures and coastal evacuations in central California. The storm also tore away much of the Santa Cruz City Wharf. Mayor Fred Keeley.
These are massive piers which weigh hundreds and hundreds of pounds apiece and are being driven by the Pacific Ocean.
No one was seriously injured. In Fort Lauderdale, a man was killed in a boat explosion and fire last night. CBS News Miami reporter Anna McAllister spoke with this witness.
It was just kind of a big explosion. I felt the vibration like through my body.
I saw the boat, literally the top half of the boat, fly up about probably 10 feet and come right back down.
According to Fort Lauderdale Fire Rescue, they received multiple 911 calls about a massive boat fire.
We do believe the boat was at the fuel docks near the fuel pumps.
Five people were taken to the hospital and rescue crews searched the water for a missing man, but he was found dead hours after the blast.
The cause is under investigation. With holiday travel underway for millions, the weather is complicating matters. Meteorologist Craig Allen is monitoring several storm systems.
There will also be showers and thunderstorms in the central and lower Mississippi Valley down into Texas and Louisiana. And of course, the constant influx of storms coming in from the Pacific, with rain at the low elevations and snow in the high elevations making their way all the way into the Western Rockies.
Holiday gatherings can bring about the spread of illnesses, with whooping cough and now flu cases already much higher than last season. Dr. Susanna Hills of Columbia University Medical Center is concerned.
And the inflammation that that virus causes in the airway and in the lungs can really narrow the airway, cause respiratory distress, and it's what brings most of my infectious disease patients in the winter into the hospital. Some of them end up on ventilators.
In Greensboro, North Carolina, grief over a police officer shot and killed doing his job.
We want to honor the life and service of Officer Michael Horan, who was killed in the line of duty this morning.
Assistant Greensboro Police Chief M.J. Harris, Officer Horan was fatally shot responding to a call at a supermarket, and a suspect has been taken into custody. The alleged killer of United Healthcare CEO was arraigned in Manhattan criminal court.
Shackled and handcuffed, Luigi Mangione was led into a lower Manhattan courtroom where he spoke briefly to enter a plea. Mangione is facing 11 counts, including first-degree murder in connection with terrorism, for allegedly killing United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson nearly 3 weeks ago.
That's CBS News correspondent Ilya Luciano at the courthouse. Tennessee and Auburn remain in the top two spots in the AP Men's College basketball poll. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Netflix's most watched series ever comes back this week.
Season 2 of Squid Game has already been nominated for a Golden Globe for Best Drama. The show is about an underground competition in Korea that recruits people in debt to play children's games like Red Light, Green Light. The losers die horrible deaths, ridding society of the deadbeats. It's rare for even successful TV shows to have more than one season in Korea. A third season of Squid Game has already been filmed and is in post-production. Season 2 features a transgender character, which is raising eyebrows in Korea, where the LGBTQ community isn't as widely accepted yet. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
As the San Antonio Spurs play the New York Knicks Christmas Day, an alternate animated version on ESPN2 will have the teams playing at Walt Disney World with Disney characters Mickey, Minnie, and Goofy. The first animated presentation of an NBA game will also show up later on Disney Plus and ESPN Plus. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight, light north winds, and temperatures at sunrise in the lower 30s. On your Tuesday, partly sunny skies, mid-30s in the afternoon. Christmas Eve looks fine, near 30, mostly cloudy, and we'll keep the clouds into Christmas Day. Currently 35 degrees.
Things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child. things will be brighter.
To Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits.
Time to refrain from
That is why whenever updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can't hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. But how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@wrjn.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@wrjn.com.
home drops on a cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free. Someday at Christmas, there'll be no wars when we have learned what Christmas is for. When we have found what life's really worth, there'll be peace on earth. Someday
we'll be right back.
there's nothing like the way these timeless hits sound on AM radio late at night, the way you first heard them on 1400 AM WRJN. But if you're looking for that bright, clear sound on FM, you can find them there too. Local news and timeless hits, also heard on 99.9 and 98.1 FM, along with our historic 1400 AM WRJN.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
getting kind of itchy just to leave the folk music behind. Saul and Denny working for a penny, trying to get a fish on the line.
In a coffee house Sebastian sat, and after every number they passed that.
McQueen and McGuire's just a getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Saul, is it Denny? You know there aren't many who can sing a song the way that you do. Let's go south.
Denny says, "Olly golly, don't you think that I wish I could play guitar like you?"
Saul, Denny, and Sebastian sat
tonight. Oh.
And after every number, they passed the hat.
McQueen and McGuire still are getting high.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. When Cass was a sophomore, planned to go to Swarthmore, but she changed her mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away.
When Denny met Cass, he gave a love. McGuire couldn't get no higher, but that's what they were aiming at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass.
Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play.
Make up, break up, everything you shake up, yes, it had to be that way.
Sebastian has all form a spoonful. Just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at.
Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass. Oh.
Disgusted, agents can't be trusted, and then she wants to go to the sea.
Cass can't make it, she says we'll have to fake it. We knew she'd come eventually.
Greasing on American Express cars, but keeping out the heat.
CBS News Brief. This Christmas Eve is another busy day for holiday travelers. This man is heading out of El Paso International Airport.
I'm here to visit my family over the border. We're going to Juarez, Mexico, and we're going to visit some family. I'm bringing my girlfriend to kind of meet the other side of my culture.
Weather could be an issue today in the Northeast and along the West Coast. Two people were rescued in California after the Santa Cruz Wharf partially collapsed in rough surf. Mayor Fred Keeley.
I can't say that this is terribly surprising. We have a wharf and a
a public roadway and businesses out over a mile of open ocean.
That same storm could create ocean swells of 60 feet along California's central coast today. Members of the House Ethics Committee are defending their decision to release their report on former Congressman Matt Gaetz. CBS's Scott McFarland.
The report says women testified sexual encounters were consensual. One woman told the panel the use of drugs at parties with Gaetz may have impaired her ability to know what was going on.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.